Rebecca Harrell Tickle, co-director and producer of the documentary, spent 18 months filming in the Gulf of Mexico. She was told by local officials that the air and water was not dangerous. In fact, they wouldn't allow her to wear respirators because they were nervous it would make it seem like there was something to fear. Shortly after she and her husband began filming, Tickle noticed her skin peeling off her feet. She developed blisters on her neck and spent a year suffering from 13 respiratory infections.
It upsets me greatly to think that there are thousands of other people who have been affected in the same way that I have.
Doctors diagnosed Tickle with an irreversible condition that was a result of overexposure to oil and Corexit, a dispersant used by BP to break up the oil spill. She is not alone. The after effects of the oil spill are affecting hundreds of thousands of people. Stuart Smith is a New Orleans attorney specializing in toxins. He says the most frightening thing is that the oil is still leaking. He knows because he took samples of fresh oil off the coast of Mississippi this past August.
Our scientists tested the samples and it was a fingerprint match to BP oil, fresh oil.
When the spill happened, it would have been possible for BP to clean it up, according to Tim Robbins, the executive producer of the documentary. Instead, BP sprayed it with the dispersant Corexit, an act that Robbins says was purely cosmetic. Instead of extracting the oil from the Gulf, it simply sent it sinking below the surface.
It was an effort by BP to get the oil off the surface of the water and down below where it could not be photographed and reported on.
A problem, the film explains, that has caused greater long-term issues for the ocean's ecosystem.
Where does that oil go? It goes down to the bottom. Where does life in a body of water start? At the bottom. So in effect, what has happened is the oil has gone out of public view, but it is now killing an ecosystem.
Scientists estimate that over 40% of the Gulf floor is covered in oil. This has had a tremendous impact on marine life, killing thousands of dolphin, turtles, and fish. Robbins says one of the reasons BP neglected to clean it up is because it would have cost them billions of dollars in fines and would have shown the public how big the spill actually was. The documentary suggests the reason the government hasn't done anything is most likely because BP is the government's largest oil supplier. When the drilling reopened after the spill, BP was the first to get a license from the government. U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said today that the Obama administration will begin opening up areas in Alaska for drilling, a decision that frightens many activists, including Dean Blanchard, CEO of a shrimping company in the Gulf.
Until somebody who works for the government is held accountable to do their job, this will happen again.
Representatives from BP neglected to share their side of the story in the documentary. Filmmakers hope that the story they tell will trigger public response and hold government leaders responsible. Ellen Castor, Annenberg Radio News.